This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Agence France-Presse is reporting that Israel launched airstrikes Thursday on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. AFP reporters heard multiple airstrikes on Rafah, particularly in the Al-Shabura neighborhood. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said early Thursday that 99 people had been killed around Gaza during the night, most of them women, children, and elderly people. Israel has threatened to send troops into Rafah, where around 1.4 million Palestinians have sought shelter from Israel's scorched earth military campaign. Israel has warned Hamas if it does not free any remaining hostages seized during its October 7th raid on southern Israel, it will expand its ground operations in Rafah at the start of the Muslim holy month Ramadan next month. Rafah serves as the main entry point via neighboring Egypt for desperately needed relief supplies. Egypt's economy is facing serious hurdles after revenue from the country's most strategic asset, the Suez Canal, dropped by nearly half. Edward Uranian has more on the story from Cairo.
The Greek flag grain ship Sea Champion was slightly damaged Wednesday by two ballistic missiles fired by the northern Yemen-based Houthi group, which says it is attacking Western ships in solidarity with Hamas militants fighting Israel. Because of such attacks, many ships that normally pass by Yemen, headed to or from the Suez Canal, are now avoiding the area. This has deeply cut the revenue Egypt typically receives from ships going through the canal, according to Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
A top U.S. lawmaker says the United States will continue to support Taiwan no matter who wins the November presidential elections. Representative Mike Gallagher, who chairs the House Select Committee on China, made the pledge Thursday in Taipei. This is VOA News. Gallagher is leading a bipartisan delegation of lawmakers to Taiwan, which China claims is a breakaway province. Beijing has ramped up military and political pressure to force the Democratic Island to accept Chinese sovereignty. The Taiwanese government rejects that position, saying only the island's people can decide their future. Taiwanese fishermen say they are exercising caution when they go out to work on the sensitive waters around frontline islands near the Chinese coast. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham reports.
They say they are worried about rising tensions after two Chinese nationals died during a chase with Taiwan's Coast Guard. They died when Taiwan's Coast Guard tried to expel their boat, which then overturned. Their vessel had gotten close to an islet that is part of the Kinmen Islands, which has been governed from Taipei since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. A furious China, which claims Taiwan as part of its own territory, responded by launching its own Coast Guard patrols, and on Monday boarded a Taiwanese tourist boat operating off Kinmen.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The Associated Press says U.S. President Joe Biden is considering using provisions of federal immigration law to unilaterally enact a sweeping crackdown at the southern border without having to seek congressional approval. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Three people familiar with the deliberations say the administration is considering using provisions of federal immigration law that former President Trump repeatedly used. Specifically, a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. That echoes a provision in the Senate border deal that Republicans ultimately rejected, which would have put the threshold at 5,000 daily for a five-day average. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The collapse of a sandhole that killed a 7-year-old girl on a beach in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida is an under-recognized danger that kills and injures several children a year around the country. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Sloane Mattingly died Tuesday at Lauderdale-by-the-Sea's beach when a 4 to 5 foot deep hole collapsed on her and her 9-year-old brother Maddox. In an interview with WSVN-TV, David Davies says he witnessed the rescue attempt.
At that point, his head was above the sand, but I guess his sister was beside him, and she was down further, and they tried digging her out, but the more they dug, the more the sand collapsed. They tried putting boards to try and keep the sand from falling in, but she was down for quite a while.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.